dream was like this. Four people carry a chair, and on the chair, there's a baby. And it's a statue. And put to the front of me, and the four people left. And then the baby, the statue on the chair, became alive. You know, round face, round eyes, and he was wearing a cap like this. And in the dream, I know immediately this is Guru Rinpoche, Pema Sambhava. And his cap fell. So I want to pick it up for him, but he said, no need, I'll do it myself. And then the cap just flew up into his head without anything, you know, just flew up. And then the cap moved a little bit on top as if his hand was, you know, adjusting it. And then he said, instead of sitting on the chair, he sit on the armrest on one side, on this side. And his body is not straight, but like this. So I held out my hand, like trying to prevent him from falling, but nothing happened. And what he said is, oh, bring me some newspapers. That's what he said. Later I explained why all this. And then the next part of the dream is that I was by a river. The water is like almost gone, you know, only little water left in the river. And there was a female disciple and me. And the female disciple went to the river to get some water. And I have some water in my cup. And I pour my water into that cup. And then at that time, one puppy ran came out. And I knew again that's Guru Rinpoche's transformation. And then the disciple offered the water to the Guru Rinpoche. And why the meaning of asking me to show him some newspaper? That means he still cared about the suffering of the people right now. See? And he appears as a puppy. Why? Because he's trying to teach you. When you make offerings to sentient beings, you are making offerings to me. See? The compassion is that you don't need to say, oh, you are our guru, we pay respect to you. No. You take care of the sentient beings, then you are actually paying respect to me. That's the kind of bodhicitta. See, you don't worry about, oh, I'm the guru, you have to do this. No, not like that. His own sole intention is for you to help sentient beings. That's the significance of the dream. Yeah. And so after that, you know, I pray to him and say, may I, you know, have a hat, a cap made as I saw in the dream, and have composed this ritual so that whenever this ritual is performed and when I put the head on, people's receiving the blessing will be the same as when I saw him in the dream receiving the blessing. That's the significance of this ritual. Yeah. So, oh, before we begin, you know, I teach you the mantra of Pema Sambhava. So you repeat three times after me. Om Ah Hom.
Om Ah Hom.
Panja Guru.
Panja Guru.
Pema.
Pema.
Siddhi Hom.
Siddhi Hom.
Pema is lotus. That's Pema Sambhava, his name, you see. Om Ah Hom.
Om Ah Hom.
Panja Guru.
Panja Guru.
Pema.
Pema.
Siddhi Hom.
Siddhi Hom.
Om Ah Hom.
Om Ah Hom.
Panja Guru.
Panja Guru.
Pema.
Pema.
Siddhi Hom.
Siddhi Hom.
Yeah. So later, you know, when I put the cap on, I recited this mantra for 108 times. And during that process, you know, you remain silent, but you can recite this mantra in your mind. First is do prostration three times. If you can do, you know, do the prostration three times. If you can do, do it, yeah. If you're physically unable, then you don't need to. And now, this section is called Taking Refuge. The first one is Lineage Refuge Tree Supplication. Original Purity, O Patriarch Guru Chen, Vajra Lotus or Guru Ling, the Right Dharma Lineage of Manjushri and Kuan Yin, harmonize wisdom and compassion to spread everywhere. Taking Refuge. Taking refuge in Guru, merge into Dharma Lineage of Wisdom Life. Everlasting reliance, independence. Taking refuge in Buddha, return to limitless oneness, everlasting reliance in abiding. Taking refuge in Dharma, resume original purity in intention and action, everlasting reliance in conquer. Taking refuge in Sangha, put into deeds, activities of the enlightening path, everlasting reliance in observance. Developing the bodhicitta. May all beings attain enlightenment soon. Unification of four boundless minds. Benevolence of benevolence. Compassion of benevolence. Joy of benevolence. Release of benevolence. Benevolence of compassion. Compassion of compassion. Joy of compassion. Release of compassion. Benevolence of joy. Compassion of joy. Joy of joy. Release of joy. Benevolence of release, compassion of release, joy of release, release of release. Praise. Supplication to Guru Chen. Originally pure Manjushri, grant me advice sound. Tala, born from Guanyin's tears, profound. Wherein can your infinite compassion be found? Written teachings sent the whole world around. Praise to the Dharma life of Guru Chen. In Yu County of Hunan, a reincarnation of Manjushri born. In his youth as a poet, already quite well known. Married to a lady, a reincarnation of Avalokiteshvara. Together they recited sutras and ghosts gathered to listen. Stepping from sutras into tantras. He completed the foundations. At middle age, both of them attained opening of the top aperture. Meditated in caves, flower offering and sky dragon for years. Retreated on a boat, floating down a river and gained realization. Alone on the path, traveling for thousands of miles to seek out the tantric secrets, he went to Tibet and Sikkim, favored by the 37 gurus with essence of teachings, and received great initiations of 500 deities and more. The highest teachings of seven schools were fully transmitted, written down in Chinese to spread the waves of great ocean. Retreated in a hermitage by himself for 25 years from Kalimpong in India, he looked up to Mount Everest. Year after year of meditation in solitude won out seven mats. The trinity of great Prajna Vajra's kayas was realized. With appreciation, he erected the lighthouse in the ocean of time, commenting on karma and mahamudras. He propagated the blessings. The central channel distinguished from Taoist and spinal cord. Hinduism, Taoism, Christian and Confucian carefully sorted. Buddhist meditation maps the fields and the roots to enlightenment. Dharma treasures of pure light will pour out for revelation. Over 100 works in English bestowed on 6 continents. The fruit resounded lingering tunes to awaken the votary. Under Shakyamuni's command and besieged by the Dragon King, flew to America to propagate the great wondrous Dharma. Over 300,000 turtles, pigeons, and other beings set free. Millions of beings all over the world salvaged through Poa. 205 pujas performed, yielding wondrous inspirations to relieve sentient beings from all kinds of suffering. Into the Dragon Palace, 150 vases were offered. Repeating the long rites for years, discounted his own ease. 5 sutras of Pure Land were unified through lectures overseas. Rainy or windy, awoke early daily by alarm clock to feed pigeons. Bending elbows to write about varieties in the Dharma doctrine, or to embrace and enjoy the oneness of sunyata and joy. Poems written in calligraphy dance on sheets like dragons, lifelike images of Buddhas freely distributed for worshipping. 5-wheel pagoda erected and shone forth rainbow lights, bell for pacifying hell beings made and rung to reduce their suffering, great bodhicitta to ensure eternal peace on earth and in all beings, led to the wish to build Adibuddha mandala for practices in retreat. Lotus-shaped auspicious land fortunately secure in hand. Constructions for the mandala were about to begin. Things and suffering of sentient beings were undertaken by the teacher, who exhibited signs of illness and impermanence. Upon departure, heavenly music of 5 variation chanting heard. After cremation, rainbow-colored sarilas were found in abundance. Holy pagoda stands on Formosa to bless it with peace and prosperity. Compassionate lights of Dhammadhatu shines equally upon everyone. Praise to Great Master Bhimasambhava. Veneration in the presence of Great Master Bhimasambhava and retinue. Graceful source of the tantric ocean, the deathless lotus born, adorning the salvation, the 2 deathless Mother Buddhas, sustaining the salvation activities, the venerable Dangjin Dorji Legpa. Right in front, you appear to me in brightness, free from hindrances and limits. Body of Shakyamuni Buddha, speech of Amitabha Buddha, and mind of compassionate Guanyin combine into you the Trinity. On the 10th day of each lunar month, you arrive miraculously. Right in front, you accepted me in brightness, free from hindrances and limits. Mahamudra and Kamamudra are pinnacle essence of Tantra. Father and Mother Guru serve as instructor and assistant on Sunyata Breeze. Who could surpass me in having received extremely profound, graceful blessing? Right in front, you taught me personally in brightness, free from hindrances and limits. Tolerating minor matters to achieve the great aim, I determined to attend Vajra Holder. To save the very last beings in samsara, I will attend deathless so as to glorify Dharma. Sentient beings are waiting for salvation, while my task momentous and the path wrong. Right in front, you mature me in brightness, free from hindrances and limits. Iron birds are flying in space, and the lotus-shaped land has emerged above ground. According to all such foretellings, it's right time for the central land of Dharma to emerge. Who could surpass me in having received extremely profound,
graceful blessing.
Right in front, you bestow on me the task in brightness free from hindrances and limits. Any instruction and any activity that is rightfully so to be done, all will be accomplished accordingly without any disobedience. The time of attainment be earlier, the attainment be full and perfect. The unsurpassable and supreme salvation activities such as these, I wholeheartedly supplicate to Father and Mother Guru for blessing. Praise to Guru Rinpoche. Buddha lights bestowed on a large lotus to save all beings appear there a boy. Established as prince, the country became prosperous. Through committing sinful acts to obtain renunciation, learned in all sorts of knowledge and practiced Dharma, lived in cemeteries, showed miraculous transformations, tamed evil winds and cultivated dakinis on the path, roaming everywhere to spread teachings wide and far. Upon request, entered Tibet to establish the first monastery. The root and source of Buddhist Tantra thereby established. Transmitted Tantras in Mandala to 25 disciples. Red-robed and white-clothed ones continue the lineages. Essential sutras and tantras selected to translate into Tibetan. Dharma tea treasures thus gathered and stored in snow country. Great perfection teachings based on original purity of all things. Concealed in earth, water, space, and mind hidden treasures. Rainbow body of death-free nature appeared as occasions call for. Disciples of meritorious conditions are all blessed by your compassion. Supplication to Guru Rinpoche, gracious source of Tibetan Tantra in rainbow body, deathless salvation through opportune appearances. Bright light of Sunyata pleasure grants universal blessing. Wondrous bliss of innate purity sets the universe in spring. Praise to Mother Guru Ishi Choja. Veneration in the presence of Guru Ishi Choja, who is none other than the Vajrayogini, arrived amid surrounding of boundless auspicious signs. From the palace of supreme pleasure, you descended to be born here. Serve as adornment to Dharma King as well as to King of Tibet. I pray in the presence of the Guru who upheld and transmitted tantric teachings, capable of providing Guru Rinpoche with supreme pleasures, capable of compiling secret biography of Guru Rinpoche, capable of transmitting the teachings of Guru Rinpoche far and wide. I praise in the presence of the Guru, who is the Dharma Master with great wisdom. Boundless merits are accumulated in one body. How rare to be capable of taming unruly ones. With supernatural powers to release all beings from hell, I praise in the presence of the Guru with great compassion and great power. In a dream abiding in a cemetery ground, your holiness appeared to the lap of Guru Rinpoche. After taming devils in me, you transmitted the wisdom initiation to me. I praise in the presence of the Guru who personally revealed the Lotus Palace to me. Your Holiness orally transmitted instructions on how to maintain no leap. Your Holiness gracefully demonstrated postures of Vajra love. Guru Rinpoche also transformed into Eden body. I praise in the presence of the Guru who served as Mother Guru's teaching assistant. When will it be possible amid Dharmakaya light for your holiness to appear as guru and consort? I respectfully and solemnly supplicate to your holiness. May Mother Guru's spring of grace be continuous and incessant. Just as your holiness transformed into Mother Guru Sukhasiddhi to be the constant consort of Guru Chomilangcho, I solemnly prostrate and supplicate for such great fortune. May Mother Guru overlook set norm and bestow on me special favor, very soon appear in person to me. Praise to Patriarch Ishitoja. Worldly fames and honors had long since learned to renounce. Capable of practicing Tantra that is so sublime and profound, able to gather and sustain all high essentials of Guru Rinpoche, supernatural abilities displayed ever so often to convert and help, stay up in snow mountain caves to practice until almost dead, carry out Tantric love practices to harmonize joy and light, transmitted teachings through termas to wait for suitable vessels. Thanks to you, graceful source of Tibetan Tantras spread and remain. Supplication to Patriarch Ishitoja. In front of beloved grandma of Tantric practices, Dharma grandson is here to salute you in prostration. Our golden lineage came down to this degenerated age, have become even thinner and scarcer than a thread. Those have fortunate connections can be counted by fingers. Alas, how many of them are capable of actual practices? Hindered by self-centeredness are often the cases. Devoted and dedicated ones mostly encounter difficulties, even though trials might have piled up like mountains. Ardent body aspiration has never wavered a bit, simply for the sake of liberating all beings from suffering. Dedication of this life is not worth any considerations, only begging dear grandma for compassionate blessings. To protect and guide genuine tantric practitioners so that they may sooner realize union of joy and light, and thus become capable of advocating the path of greed. Just as grandma's grace spread far and wide through ages, we will save all beings because they are as dear as our own mothers. Praise to Mother Guru Mandalava. Veneration in the presence of Guru Mandalava, who is none other than the Vajrayogini. Supreme supernatural transformation of deathless Guru Rinpoche. Only you, Guru Rinpoche's counsel, Mother Buddha, could inspire. Offer your body as adornment to illustrate Guru Rinpoche's virtues. I praise in the presence of the Guru who was at ease in water and fire, capable of taming unruly ones and helping Guru Rinpoche's supernatural transformations. Your merits of saving beings through conversion to Dharma are inconceivable, capable of converting the king, officials, and common folks of an entire country. I praise in the presence of the mother who leads beings to take refuge in Guru Rinpoche, accompany Guru Rinpoche to practice Vajra in caves in mountains. Both of you accomplished the attainment of deathless rainbow body. To such extraordinary and supreme virtues of the fruitful stage, with boundless prostration, I praise in the presence of the Guru. Root of deathless rainbow body, wisdom of supreme sunyata and supreme pleasure, just as your renowned epithet, king of supreme pleasure, I praise in the presence of the Guru, whom I pray to meet in person soon. With full faith that is beyond spatial and temporal boundaries, I believe that Mother Guru can soon appear as you vow, and with compassion beyond spatial and temporal boundaries, to benefit sentient beings, may I meet you in person now. To adopt wind practice, sunyata meditation, Vajra love practice, including and exhorting all related Dharma practices, any and all practices that would lead to meeting the Guru in person, may I soon be able to gather and accumulate in progress on the path. May I attain the help of Mother Guru as my counsel in Vajra love. Praise to Patriarch Mandalava. Born of royal status as a princess, yet enjoyed renunciation. Led 500 maidens to practice toward original purity. Wisdom eyes capable of recognizing Guru Rinpoche's virtues. In devotion to Guru, offer her body beyond worldly ways. Huge fire and large pile of firewood turn into a clear pond. The whole kingdom overwhelmed, and all took refuge in Guru. In the cave of death seas, practice tantric love. Warm ornaments adorned her rainbow-like light body. Save a girl from peril, and led her to become a Dakini. Thus said the supreme epitome of upbringing posterity. Staying in this world and appear as patriarch Ninguma. Graceful virtues, illustrative of boundless longevity. Supplication to patriarch Mandalava. Early in life, realize vanity of worldly glories and renounce it to practice Dharma. Wondrous mother patriarch Mandalava, lead us onto the enlightenment path. Wise mind capable of comprehending the original purity of the path of greed. Wondrous mother patriarch Mandalava, open our eyes to recognize the Dharma. Supernatural powers capable of working at ease and at will under all circumstances. Wondrous mother patriarch Mandalava, let all sentient beings take refuge in Guru. Renounce all worldly ways and engage in austere practices to attain ultimate fruits. Wondrous Mother Patriarch Mandalava, help us to achieve full enlightenment sooner. Liberated beings from sufferings in samsara until they had unified joy and blank essence. Wondrous Mother Patriarch Mandalava, constantly protect and guide us on the path. The six doctrines of Niguma bestow boundless and eternal blessings to all beings. Wondrous Mother Patriarch Mandalava, grant us the Buddha fruit of deathlessness. Praise to Dangjin Dorje Legpa. Veneration in the presence of Dangjin Dorje Legpa, the great protector who sustains Guru Rinpoche's salvation activities. Deathless lotus born, storage of rightful benefits through any connections, with endless salvation activities, who could shoulder such great tasks? Vow to offer services and renown everywhere is Honorable Dorje Legpa. Imbued with compassion to matters, he follows sentient beings as their shadows. The silver in his heart is a dark red zhe. Using eradication to induce devils to Dharma. Its brightness pervades everywhere, reaching devils' backs like thorny prickles. Opening full and round his grateful eyes, staring intently like a tiger's gaze at its prey. Applying surprise attacks to take over devils' minds and thus render them to abide in the great race. With a hammer made of meteorite iron in his right hand, he strikes on the heart essence stem to guard and protect original purity and render steadfast the great perfection. With a wind blower in his left hand, he fans up the flames of wisdom. Thereby, all three realms of existence are burned down, and yet no grassland caught fire. Riding on a goat with supernatural ability in transportation, moving as fast as lightning, carrying on salvation activities as ordered with great powers and great endeavors. The three realms are shaken and the big earth is tamed under such awesome power. With 360 brothers in retinue, he is full of awe-inspiring virtues. His 12 mother protectresses would break the body and life of Sila infringers with vehemence as well as compassion, just as an angry mother disciplines her child. In this Kali age, the five kinds of pollution are in abundance, and Buddha's sons are like gold among sand. Just as protecting one's own eyes, you and retinue serve Dharma Master as servants and maids. Who are those that cause all sorrows in violation
of the great perfection view. Tear away devils of mine, as you should recall the vows that you had made. Those practitioners that possess the right view and are steadfast in observing the four silas of Dharma nature, help them to play with supernatural transformations, as you should recall the vows that you had made. Devil of death, devils of diseases, devils of heavenly realms, and devils of sorrows. Since Buddha sprouts and many hindrances, so you should recall the vows that you had made. Those abiding on cliffs or in caves to practice, or those after years of practice still have not gained an attainment, help them to develop meritorious virtues, as you should recall the vows that you had made. Those providing good and wondrous attendance, or those granting supreme pleasures, may they be induced to Dharma smoothly, as you should recall the vows that you have made. Those opposing Guru Rinpoche's teachings, who slander or become hindrance to Dharma, grant rightful benefit to all of them, as you should recall the vows that you have made. To revive Guru Rinpoche's teachings and serve as the refuge for all beings in the three realms of existence, such grand intention of mine matches yours, so you should recall the vows that you have made. Supreme teachings, supreme jnana of fruitful stage, supreme dharma and supreme guidance, grand events and grand holy karma, so you should recall the vows that you have made. Those who have heard your solemn vows, or those who recite this praise to you, may wisdom, compassion, and power be theirs, as you should recall the vows that you have made. Supplication to Dangjin Dorji Legpa, capable of sustaining Guru Rinpoche's boundless salvation activities. Compassionate protection continues to benefit all lineage followers. Tantric practices often encounter all sorts of dangers and hindrances. Only relying on your mighty powers can the path be smooth and even. Blessing from Guru Rinpoche's round cap. Grace of the presence of Guru Rinpoche. Round face, round eyes, baby Guru Rinpoche was so alive. Round head flew up all by itself, what supernatural power. Compassion encompassing all beings. Want to read news. All sentient beings being equal, Guru appeared as a puppy. Supplication to Guru Rinpoche for round cap blessing. Merciful Guru Rinpoche displays self-rising of his round cap. Ask for newspapers to teach compassion for the delinquent age. Appear as puppy to show offering to beings amount to offering to Guru. Benefiting all those with karmic connections, one remembers this teaching constantly. May all receive blessing from Guru Rinpoche to attain great perfection soon. Reverently, had a round cap duplicated to seek earnestly your special favor. May whoever see or hear about this round cap be blessed as in your holy presence, that their karma dissipated and wisdom and merits grow to the boundless sphere. Okay, now I'll put on the tape and repeat the heart mantra. And you also repeat it silently in your mind. This is the moment when Guru Rinpoche is coming to bless us. Om Mam Pancha Guru Pimash Dong, Om Pancha Guru Pimash Dong, Om Pancha Guru Pimash Dong, Om Mam 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 Pancha Guru Pimash Dong.
Om Panja Guru Premashtam. 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 Gatha for regular supplication and dedication marriage for the Dharma lineage of Adi Buddha Mandala. Supplication to Guru Dr. Yi Dang Lin, arising from original purity of Dharma Dhatu, Vajradhara, limitless wisdom and compassion, activities of Pamapani, oneness in harmony emanates and upasakas form. Please reveal my original face to you, I pray. Longevity prayer for Vajra Lotus Buddha. O originally pure yogi, you are. Wonderful conversion through A1 as the lotus born guru. The great joy in sunyata is peerless. May the holy guru live long and abide in this world. Supplication to Guru Lin for long stay in the world and everlasting learning of the Dharma wheel. Tantric teachings of Guru Rinpoche rely on your reverence to pass on. Wisdom lamp of Manjushri rely on your reverence to continue shining. Mellow of Tang Tantras rely on your reverence to reveal and explicate. Please stay long in this world to benefit all with your salvation activities. Ever spreading of the lineage. Mellow of the right Dharma passed down from generation to generation. Succeeding predecessors and leading followers to turn the Dharma wheel. Everlasting pure lineage, guided by holy gurus and guarded by protectors. A never-ending lamp shining through everywhere to enlighten all beings. Okay, that's the end of the ritual. And now, you know, you come to me and lower your head so I can give you a blessing. Yeah, come here. Yeah, like this, yeah. Come. If you cannot kneel down, just lower your head, it's fine. Just lower your head, it's fine, yeah. Okay. Just come.